Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I hope this isn't inspiring somebody else that's right around 57 years old that's going to be fighting in August, you know what I mean, to get super fit for a fight, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, yeah.
Maybe somebody 60, you know? It might be fighting somebody we know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he doesn't go crazy. Are you ready, Will?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready?
Of course I'm ready.
You ready for that? You going to get it?
You going to get it.
Okay, then.
You asked for it.
I know, man. I'm not much
of a talker.
I know the buzz has kind of went away lately. Like, I haven't heard anybody talking about it.
Well, Mike's been off for a few
days. They're in best ofs and all that stuff. Yeah, because I'm just, make sure that we got our focus going on here, you know?
Focused.
Got a big fight going on. You're representing a lot of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of b-holes rooting for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Working on your walk-up music. Do you know what you want yet?
Yeah, I think I do, actually. I don't know if I want to give it away yet.
I have a feeling it's a bad song.
Yeah. I like
Anna's
this one.
Anna's going to hate it.
I like
Anna's
this one.
Gonna hate it.
Yeah?
It's too upbeat.
Oh, wait, no, dude.
I want something scary.
Hey, what's going to happen when you hit him? Yeah.
It's Precious's walk-up music.
It's Precious's walk-up music?
It's too upbeat. It's too fun.
I also like this one. For you. Are you ready? See Will walking up, looking all powerful. Huh? Yeah. Who's about to whip that ass? Who is it?
Yeah. I'm feeling like Will. I feel like a prince. I'm feeling myself. I'm loaded with bills. Cause I was
a blessed. Song. It's a song called Will.
I like it.
Yeah.
Still not scary though.
Not scary?
Yeah, I think it's too fun.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You want to set the tone early, and I feel like your music is paramount.
Definitely. Okay, I got one. And you could borrow this one because somebody else used this as walk-up music at the last Punch Out, mm-hmm. and it was like the hypest thing ever. So this right here, let's see here, like kudos, because I don't think this person needed the walk-up music, but it scared me.
Oh, this is a good one.
Remember this?
Yep.
Ain't a damn thing changed. I see a peep that right under my shirt. Better tell them I ain't playing. Because it's all funny game. Until somebody get hurt. Ain't a damn thing changed. I see a peep that right under my shirt.
It's a horrible quality audio here, but yes.
Until somebody get hurt. When you better get hurt.
Hurt. Put him in the dirt. Yeah, that was Spanish's walk up when he beat the hell out of poor Ryan Adams. Yeah, that
what did
was.
Ryan go up to? I forget.
I think it was like Boy George or something. I don't even remember. What was it?
I don't know.
Damn.
Is it Eye of the Tiger?
Oh,
or
I hope not, man. It was like back that ass up. I have no idea. It was just a cat meowing. I don't know.
I think it was Eye of the Tiger.
It couldn't have been.
If I'm not mistaken.
No. The other one I like for you is this one right here. This would... Never mind.
That's the one you like for me? Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe not. Are you trying to get me killed? Oh my God.
I don't know how much of that got dumped, but I was like, here's a song I want for you, Will. And I just wanted to play a Bone Crusher song, and I forgot that he said a really bad word at the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very loudly, too.
So Mike Tyson.
I'll tell you what it's going to be, I think.
He's like, that's what you want.
That is not what I should
not
do, Johnny. That is not a good idea.
I just pee-peed.
Stigmas all around.
Oh, man. So Bone Crusher just drops the N-bomb right at the beginning of the song. I totally forgot.
First thing.
I totally forgot. I'm like, that's not what you want to do. That would be bad.
Nopers.
Yeah, no.
So what is your, you don't want to say it.
I don't know if I want to say it.
Oh, God.
Early. I'm still thinking about it, though, and I will kick it around with you all. Anna, you're going to absolutely despise it.
Probably.
Oh, and I think Johnny will hate it, too, but it's scary. I'll tell you during break, and then we can play it. And it might have curse words in it.
Ooh, don't you do it. Don't you do it. Oh, I got one. I see here. Okay, perfect. You ready? This is the one. This is the one that will get everybody hyped up. You ready? Mm-hmm. There's too much talking in the video. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Hold on, you fat jerk.
Kick it!
Ah!
Too fun.
Too fun? You're fighting for your right to party.
No, I'm
not. Oh.
Fighting
the
ass.
No?
Yeah.
We need something that sends a message. You know what I mean?
Five, I know.
Four, three, two.
Is it American Idol theme?
No, it was Eminem. It was about.
God! What are you doing?
I did it again.
You idiot. You fool.
I played another song with a curse word.
With the
right
swears.
At the beginning.
Right at the beginning.
We're going to run out
this
of time.
Madness.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
You want it B-A-N-A-N-A-S?
I forgot stupid Gwen Stefani cursed.
First thing out of her mouth. A horrible,
I'm sorry.
Stink poop mouth word.
Oh,
right out of the gate.
You come out
I'm sorry.
Stink like that.
With you.
Poop.
I don't know.
Poop mouth.
I'm horrible.
Poop out of your mouth.
That was bad. I'm sorry. Why does everybody curse so much? All right, I got one. Here's a walk up music. You ready?
I'm ready for a curse.
No way, dude. Impossible on this one.
You sure? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Now you're just being silly.
What are you talking about? You want to win?
Being silly. You
are. I don't know. What do you think, Anna? We need to get him a good walk up song.
Tommy Clemens.
Maybe some butt nectar?
Butt
Ooh,
nectar.
Yeah.
Tommy Clemens has a good one.
There's a song called Dive. Can you play that?
Butt nectar.
Bass nectar.
No, I want butt nectar. All right. Nectar of the gods. Hickory smoked pork butt on the char griller. Wow, that's my history. What did Tommy Clemens say? Let's see. Well, I got this. What's the name of the song?
Dive.
Ah, bass head, nice head, rise and shine, back to time stretch, light, journey to the edges of the universe, butt nectar, butt ass.
Or you know what you could do? Break in a sweat.
I am right now. It's
break.
Horrible.
Can I play it? Why don't I just play it on?
I don't know why you wouldn't do that. Hey, Big Damian, what's up?
What's going on, JB?
Chilling, dude. What's happening?
Man, I got a song for you.
Okay.
It's by the Yin Yang Twins.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful, John.
Please. It's called Halftime.
Halftime.
Clean
okay.
version.
Halftime.
Okay. Clean. Dirty version.
No, not dirty.
Halftime.
Instrumental.
Filthy. Curse word. No. Double down.
Instrumental.
Oh, it's an instrumental? Okay, hold on.
That way you ain't got to worry about the words.
Oh, okay. It's just a really good instrumental then. Mm. I see what you're saying. Let's see. Get stand
and
up.
It's football
cronk.
Season, Johnny.
Almost, bro.
I know. Lil Damien's ready. He's got a growth spurt.
Oh, he got bigger? My favorite center?
Yes. He is actually not going to play center. He's going to play DB. He is
what?
Now 12 years old, 5'8".
Okay.
230.
Wow! Hold on. He weighs 230 pounds. He's going to play defensive back?
He's going to play defensive back.
He's going to kill somebody.
He's got some fast feet.
Okay.
He wants to.
Now, do you know what kind of defense they're running?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. We're joining the new league this year.
Well, you got to let me know because I used to be a D coordinator, and I ran a 4-2-5 heavy on the safeties.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, player.
That's faster than me.
Word.
All right,
Damien, good
safe.
To hear from
Have
you,
good
dude.
Evening.
Stay safe. Pleasure. Tell that kid to work out.
Will do.
Later, bro. What do you think?
I have a song.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, sweetie, do it. Oh.
That's good.
have a lot of messages.
No, I just turned the volume.
Pretty fun.
Yeah,
it is. Tommy Clemens came in one.
That's horrible.
Here what? Comes the Boom by Nelly.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Is that clean? I got. I'm gonna
put
type
clean in.
I'm typing clean on everything from now on. I'm batting
That's
bad.
Good. Everything's like the way
just
you think.
Everything's just the S word and N bombs. Yeah. It's just the worst. Okay. People are filthy, horrible poop mounts.
Bad, bad peeps.
Oh yeah, Tommy's right.
I like it so far,
bro. Yes. Yes, Tommy.
Yes. That's pretty good, dude.
Oh yeah, I want to fight. I guys hurt myself.
I want to hear what Will has in
Will?
Mind. Yeah, I gotta play during the break.
Yeah, that's
suck.
Good. That is
it.
Good.
Suck.
Hey, Ricky, what up?
Yeah, what's up, guys? How y'all doing tonight?
Good, bro. What's happening?
Not too much. I got a walk-up song for you. I use it in high school in baseball.
Okay.
Cowboys from Hell by Pantera.
Ooh, dude, I love Pantera. As you can tell by our intro song for the Johnny B Show, it has a lot of Pantera in it. Cowboys from Hell. Dude, that
you might want to put clean on that one, too.
I am, bro. Right, I got good, clean good, on good. Everything.
Thank you.
Right. Will's like, I don't want to have to clean up this show for you, fat ass. All right, here we go. You ready? You're going to curse. Ooh! Does this make you want to play again?
Yes.
What position did you play?
Butt nectar.
Base
I
play nectar.
Catcher and first base.
Okay.
What do you say?
Locally here?
If you're Wesley Chapel High School.
Oh, Wesley Chapel! Is it Cowboys? What is it?
Wildcats.
I knew that. Oh, Wiregrass is the Cowboys, I think. I don't know. Who knows?
Nah, Wiregrass is like Longhorns or
the
something.
Wussies,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, right? They weren't that great.
I went to Hillsboro. Our mascot was...
You guys are pretty good.
Our mascot was base, Johnny's the white guy.
If you're going base nectar, I go for time stretch.
Oh, I almost played time stretch, but it made me feel like I sat down too hard when they were referring to my butt. Dude, this is good, Will.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, I like that. Shut up, Otto! Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys. See
you. Later, pal. All right. You suck. How about that? Right. The guy said he loved ass nectar. What do you want
like
from him? David, what's up, dude?
How much time he goes?
Huh?
Song for Will.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best ones for entering a fight. It's also made by one of the best fighters ever. Floyd Jones Jr. Can't be touched.
Oh, he made music?
I think he only made like a few songs. Nope.
What was Floyd Mayweather referring to? Oh no, Roy Jones. Okay, I remember, bro. I remember this. Yes.
I got this, yo.
It says clean version. Will. He's so scared. Dude, I like this. This is really good.
Yeah, it's really good to train with too, if you.
Hey, I was there. I was. I remember when I wasn't there, but I remember going and watching a pay-per-view, and my buddy Antonio Tarver knocked his ass out. Oh yeah, good call, dude. Thanks, man. You too. What do you think?
Who's this?
Roy Jones Jr. He used to be a champion boxer. Not bad. Dude, that Nelly still tops for me. Here Comes the Boom is so good, man. God, Tommy nailed that. How do you not get hype with that one?
I don't know.
Seriously, like Spike might just leave the ring when you come out to Here Comes the Boom. He'd be like, I made a dire mistake here and just walk out. Like, oopsie poosies.
You should know that by now.
Yeah.
I hope.
Plus, he's old. He's probably going to come out to like Sam Cooke or something old school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? What do you think his walk up music will be if you had to guess? What do you think? Because he's an old man. Like, what do you think?
Jeez, I have no idea. I don't even know what kind of music he's into.
I don't know. Me neither. I'm just trying to think of something from his era that he would come out to.
Temptations.
Here he comes! Right?
It's going to be that old sub that you can't even hear on the phonograph. It's going to be like... You know what I'm talking about?
Trumpet music from the 20s?
Oh, no!
Why don't you come see me sometime? It's a rat on swine.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Shots fired. That is horrible, dude. Oh, Lord Jesus.
In 1902, Father built a house at the crest of the Broadview Avenue Hill in New Rochelle, New York. And it seemed for some years thereafter that all the family's days would be warm and fair.
That's what I typed in ragtime. I guess this is from the play. Oh, man. Hold on. I'll get some good music here in a second. Sky, what's up? Or Jason, what's up, dude?
Hey, man, I had a song idea.
Yeah?
I'd kick it back, go back old school and do Too Legit to Quit.
Oh, my God,
MC
Will.
MC Hammer.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That was my favorite artist as a kid.
Yeah, we could get you the big parachute pants.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Hell yeah.
You have to do the little dance. Too Legit.
Oh, yeah, you slide sideways into the. Dude, that's awesome. I'm into that. Yeah, good call, man. Good call, Jason. Oh, man, I was doing ragtime and Too Legit to Quit at the same time. What a fat moron, idiot, butthole. here it is. You ready, dude? You ready for this is going to be it. This is, Oh, now I'm playing Too Legit. What a fat idiot. What an idiot asshole.
Great song, Spike.
This is walk-up music. Senior citizen walk-up music. Brought to you by AARP. All right, that's it. I'm just having fun. I don't want Spike to think I don't like him. I actually like Spike a lot. So I'm looking forward to the fight, though. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be so fun.
Yeah, I think I enjoy it more because I like him. I think I would have like negative, like anxious energy if Will was fighting somebody I didn't like. Mm. You know what I mean?
I think it's just gonna be. It's always just the best night.
It's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah.
The hoopla, all the good times, all the greatness. Two calls in one night from Screamageddon Daniel. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing. You pooped yourself, didn't you?
No. Oh. I just got home. So I didn't want to really be calling while I was driving the whole way.
Makes sense.
If you go to Screamageddon, like the Instagram or whatever, mm-hmm. and you scroll down a little bit, you'll find an actual picture of me, of me yelling at a lady. Guy looks like a butcher.
Oh, and she pooped herself?
So if you want to see what I look like and how scary I am, you can look at that.
Thank you, man. Made my
night. I'll go murder with you. Go on that.
Let's go crazy.
Exactly. Let's go crazy. And two, I mean, Will could just get an X tattooed on the back of his neck, and he could become, do the X go and give it to you by exhibit.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good. But if you can see Will's face right now, I think he's into it.
Hell yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
No problem, man.
Later. All right. Walk-up music.
Hey, now.
And in this corner, coming in here. Weighing in at 200 pounds, see? He's known for podcasting at Hooters all over Tampa. He is a brand ambassador for Cox Media Group Tampa. He's been fighting since people were putting their dukes up underhanded. It's Spike on the mic, everybody. Put your hands together. Show him some love. All right. Look here, you. Well, good. That's all
good. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.